hit the switch down and hit bypass.
Hello, 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 hello. All right. Monday, I normally like to say Monday fun day, just to, you know, just kind of psych myself out and everybody else. Monday fun day, but it's kind of hard to be, you know, Monday fun day when we have all this insanity going on. And we're going to talk some about what's going to take place tomorrow, what's possibly going to take place tomorrow, or even something that's possibly going to take place the next day, the following day, the following 2 days, the following 3 days.
I think it's going to be a long week.
You know what? I think, and again, now, Joe Biden, just last week, he was saying, oh, you're not going to know. You're not going to know until days later who won the election. And they, the Democrats, they love these mail-in ballots, and they love these voter ballot boxes. They love them. Why do they love them? They love them because they can put in whatever that they want, whatever it is that they want. Wasn't it, Shannon, was it Wisconsin, I think it was, where they just arrested somebody for having fraudulent ballots?
Milwaukee, yeah.
It was Milwaukee. So Milwaukee, they had these fraudulent ballots, and they arrested somebody. And it was interesting is the Communist News Network is talking about it, but the Communist News Network saying, oh, but we don't need to worry about anything. They caught them, right? They caught this one person doing this election fraud for this midterm election. My question is, what about the other ones that they haven't caught? What about the ones where they openly saying that they're going to cheat for the Democrats? What about them? And if there's a Republican out there talking about cheating, you should need to call that Republican out too. There shouldn't be any cheating. There should be no cheating across the board. If you have to cheat to win, then you there's no way you should be even running, my personal opinion.
Well, the people cheating feel like...
Well, you know why they cheat, right? They cheat because they said
they
that
think
they
know better than you.
They know better than us. We don't know what we want. We don't know how things should be. So they cheat because we've been filled with disinformation. We haven't received all the factual information according to the left. According to them, we don't know what we're doing, so they have to do it for us.
Yeah, there's a whole article on MSN this morning, and it's not just on MSN. Quite frankly, it's in many places right now. But this particular article said, election officials fear counting delays will help fuel claims of fraud. It says officials in a handful of closely contested states are warning that the winners of tight races may not be known on election night, including Biden, who said that, raising the possibility of a delay that former President Donald Trump and his allies could exploit to cast doubt on the integrity of Tuesday's midterm vote. Some of those closely contested races are Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, and Wisconsin, which will, to be quite honest, those are some of the states that we saw some, you know, some questionable stuff in the 2020 election, right? I mean, some of those states, Arizona, Pennsylvania, Michigan, those were places that they actually tried to do lawsuits in. It says these states have in recent days preemptively called for patience, acknowledging that some of the state factors that bogged down the process in 2020 remain unresolved 2 years later. In some cases, partisan disagreements blocked fixes, and Trump's own advice to voters on how to cast ballots may contribute to the longer wait.
The longer wait.
Yeah.
And that's voter suppression.
Yeah. And it shows in 2020, Pennsylvania, do you know that all the ballots, it took them 20 days till after the election to count all of them?
20 days.
Arizona, it took 10 days. Michigan, it took 3 days. Georgia, it was like the next day, and Wisconsin were the next day. But yeah.
So, yep. I mean, so we know. I mean, come on, think about it. Because this is them trying to push this whole idea. And that you have to wait. Now, if they know that they're going to push all these mail-in ballots and they're going to start a week before the actual election day, then why not have those people start counting the ballots as they come in? Start counting them. the mail-in ballots, these I call them fraudulent ballot boxes, all of that should be counted and verified before the day of. Because to my understanding, Shannon, when you mail in a ballot, you have to mail it in at a certain time. Right before the election day, understanding.
There's a cutoff date. Right.
Why not just make the cutoff date? Personally, mail-in ballots should go away. Voter boxes should go away.
Well, and that was the particular problem with Pennsylvania. They were saying that even on election day, you could mail your ballot up, including as long as it was post-dated before midnight on Pennsylvania on election day, they would count your vote. Well, the problem was a whole bunch of election, you know, ballots came in and they didn't have dates, and Pennsylvania still counted them. Well, now a Supreme Court last week ruled that if there is not a date on the ballot, a mail-in ballot, it will be thrown out, which would have changed the election in 2020. But they said that they're going to let the election of 2020 stand. This is a new rule going forward, which will and should affect this midterm election.
It should. But yeah. What do you think? You know, I want to hear from, if anyone's brave enough to give me a call. And there's been a couple people brave enough to give me a call. If you want to give me a call, 319-527-3453. And you can chime in about this. Do you think that I'm off base here? Maybe you do. Maybe you think that I'm just saying something and thinking like, you know, the Republicans, they're going to cheat. The Democrats are not going to cheat because the Democrats have everything to, you know, a strong foundation to stand on for this midterm election. So they don't have to worry about anything, you know, like abortion. That's something for them to stand on, firmly stand on, right? Because that's going to get everybody to go out and vote because of abortion. And sodomy lifestyle, that's going to get everybody to go out and vote because that's what's on the line. That's what's important to everybody. Abortion and sodomy lifestyle, climate change, that's what's important. Getting rid of fossil fuels, getting rid of all of it, everyone being forced to electric vehicles. That's what's important here, right? If you think that's important or if you don't think it's important, give me a call, 319-527-3453.
And I put the number in the chat on Podbean if you are listening.
Yeah, so give me a call. You think that's what's important? Or do you think high gas prices, high food prices, the food crisis that we see coming, the open border, the countless amount of spending going to Ukraine and going to everything else and going to something else that we're getting ready to bring up to you that the mainstream media seems to have left out? Or do you think all of that, the DOJ, the FBI going after parents for wanting to protect their kids, do you think that is important to you?
You know, that's funny you brought that up because I actually had an article last week that I didn't bring up, but it is actually saying that parents' rights is a big thing on parents' minds going to election this cycle. But we'll listen to this, and this is funny. This is on Yahoo, and it's an article. It says, pollsters have no effing idea what's going to happen this election. I thought that was funny.
I think that's true.
Yeah. It says, if pollsters and handicappers end up being spectacularly wrong on election night, there's one group that won't be too surprised: the pollsters and the handicappers themselves.
Yeah.
I thought that was totally funny. It says the 2022 midterms could go exactly as modeled, a 20 some odd seat pickup for the Republicans in the House and maybe a 51-49 GOP Senate. But the people who watch these races, the closest are also warning they might be wrong in decisive ways in either direction. So you know what, Will? We're hoping it's going to be a red wave. But you know what? There's people on the left that are thinking there's no way they're taking it. We still have a chance. However, there was an article that said that Biden knows that he has his expectations are high when he says Congress, that the Democrats will win the Congress.
He has high expectations.
Yeah, so he's thinking that.
So, you know what?
Probably not going to.
Hey, if they did, you know, something in 2020, which we're entitled to believe it. It's not that we're election deniers. When you have the left that are truth deniers, we live in the greatest nation known to man, and we have freedoms here. We should be able to question all of the fraudulent stuff that we saw took place in 2020.
You know, we've been
questioning
elections for far too long. And this is what's frustrating to me. We should have come together in our states and been able to create election rules that are fair for everybody. Now, here's the problem, though. The left wants to create more opportunities to cheat.
Yes.
Rather than tighten it up.
Yes.
Right?
You know why, right?
Because, I just said why.
Because if they can't cheat, they don't win. And they know this now because
yeah.
the way they've gone after parents, the way they've gone after children, the way they've gone destroyed our country, literally destroyed our country. And they let me read this to you. Let me read this to you and you continue. I'm sorry to break you off there.
No, you're fine.
It says, the people who shut down your business and killed your careers are asking you to reelect them so that they can keep their jobs. Think about that. I mean, that's exactly what happened. They shut down the country. People lost their income. They lost their jobs. And not even just that. Just on, you know, the way and a lot of parents didn't even find out that they were trying to sexualize their kids until the parents started looking at the kids' schoolwork because they were all stuck together at home.
Well, and there were some kids that actually felt safe when they stayed home. And
yes, because
they said,
yep, sure
did.
There was
one mother in California that found out that her teacher was converting her child or helping her groom her child to become a boy, right? And all of a sudden, when the child was home and in the safety of their parents' yep. home, they said, I don't want to go back. This is what my teacher's
saying. I don't
saying.
Want them pushing
and
this
so,
on
see,
me.
To me, that just shows the influence that some of these teachers have
and
over these
kids. And it's scary
kids.
Because they got the kids not saying anything
to
the
parents.
Parents.
I know. Until their child felt safe and at home. And
yes.
They didn't have to go
no,
back.
They have to go back.
That's when they felt safe.
They felt
to
safe.
To the parents.
So imagine you have the left, and I'm saying it is the left that's pushing this stuff onto our kids and to our youth. They have your children so terrified, not even talking to you, the parent. Can you imagine that? I mean, that just infuriates
you know,
me.
Darling,
I would just like want to go off on a teacher. She ever tell, don't tell your parents something.
Yeah, Darlene in our Podbean chat brought up a really good point too. She says, I can't believe there are still people that believe in the Democrats. And I'm the same way.
I know.
I sit there and I think the same thing. We'll sit in here going, you know, the only way they're going to win is if they cheat. And sometimes I think, you know what, when I'm out here and I see some of these crazy liberals, I see how sometimes they have the potential to win. Look at right now, Beto. He was having concerts and just recruiting. I mean, he was having huge crowds. I hate to say it, but he really was. Those people weren't, they weren't cheating to get those people. Those people went there by choice. They were applauding him by choice. They're showing the colleges how long the line were here
in
Austin.
Yeah, well, we know in colleges that's because of indoctrination. But you're right. You're right.
But it was citywide
right.
concerts.
But you're right. But these college. Were, but I've been to one of these Beto events. And a lot of people show up to these Beto events, and even not just college students, but adults.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And the thing is, a lot of them are not from California. They're homegrown idiots.
Yeah, we've said that before.
Homegrown idiots right here in the state of Texas.
Our two liberal, biggest liberal neighbors, one was across the street and one is from behind us. I had an opportunity to talk to both of them, and both of them literally are from Texas. And so I'm sitting, but some of the people that we've met that aren't from here are not liberals. So I'm sitting here going, you know what? Sometimes when people say that California, my state,
Texas,
there's a lot of times where I'm sitting here. There's part of that, but there's a huge part of people that have lived their whole life that think we need change. They look and admire New York and they look and admire California.
Yeah.
Only from the outside. They don't know what it's like to live within it. Right. So they think, oh, what a great expectation. I was talking to my brother who lives outside of LA and he said he went to LA the other week to some party. And he said every single overpass park, anywhere you saw in LA, there literally were encampments everywhere. Is that on the daily news?
Nope.
Are the Democrats talking about it?
Nope.
Of course they're not.
Because they created it. They created that problem. So let me play this audio clip for you. This is what Karine Jean-Pierre on here talking about that you won't know who the winner is until possibly days later. Because once the votes come in, we need to see where we need to shuffle, what we need to do. There's no way on God's green earth that Fetterman should win. There's no way. I mean, really, just like there's no way that Biden should be there. But we all know how he got there. Listen to this.
It took 2 weeks to call every state. In modern elections, more and more ballots are being cast in early voting and also by mail. And many states don't start counting those ballots until after the ballots, after the polls close on November 8th. So you heard the president say this the other night. He has been very clear on this as well. We may not know all the winners of elections for a few days. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots in a legal and orderly manner. That's how this is supposed to work. And it's important for us.
Isn't it funny how she says it takes time to count all legitimate ballots? But then, like in the state of Georgia, they want you to be able to count all of the fraudulent ballots as well. Make it make sense. Stacey Abrams, she's calling voter suppression because of the idea that the ID is not matching up with the ballot. They're saying that's voter suppression by not counting that ballot.
Yeah, because they throw it out. Hey, listen, you know what? To be honest with you, I don't agree with all this early voting and mail-in ballots. I think it's ridiculous. I think it's gotten out of hand. I think it opens up us up to more fraudulent. Who's there constantly watching it? Listen, the more time that you have to have people working there and pollsters working there, as time goes on, those people are not going to stop showing up. It's going to create more opportunities for them to cheat. I don't believe in it. I know that people are like, oh, I have to work. But listen, when I was young and I had to work, I still went and voted.
Yep.
Right. And it is a problem. You know, I know Will and I were talking earlier and he's like, oh, you know, we shouldn't have to wait for, you know, 1 or 2 days, but we do when everybody's doing mail-in ballots and early voting, because just like she said, they don't even start counting those until after everyone else has voted on the actual day of voting. It's a little frustrating to me.
I mean, that's what I was saying. If they're going to do this, because it's here, they should already be counting them, right? But see, I'm telling you, the only reason why they're doing this is so they can see where the numbers are, because you know they're reporting these numbers to these people, right? So they can find out where we need to make.
Well, that's
up
what I'm saying, and we're creating the opportunity. They're creating it to do that. I don't know. Listen, there's an article on The Guardian today, Will, and you know it says, these are the conditions ripe for political violence. How close is the U.S. to the Civil War? You know, there was a huge uptick of the word Civil War on Twitter after what happened on January 6th of
2021.
Yeah. 2021. Gosh, it seems so long ago. Right. I don't even know. But anyways, and now they're saying that there's more of that chatter again. And so it's really interesting. I'm wondering what is going to happen after tomorrow, because literally I know most elections are probably not going to be called tomorrow, especially the ones that we're really, really interested in.
And you know what? And you know what? Think about this, everybody. They were not calling saying that there's going to be violence during the early voting. Think about this real quick. And I'm sitting there thinking about because they're talking about this violence happening. They weren't talking about violence last week at the voter polls. They at least I didn't hear it. And, you know, I look at the Communist News Network and MSDNC frequently just to see what they're saying and share it with you. And they didn't say anything about violence taking place during early voting, except for they showed the guys out there guarding one of the ballot boxes. Right. They're just watching. They weren't preventing people from putting anything in it. They were just there. But there was no violence. No one broke out fighting. They're actually saying, expect violence tomorrow. And think about this. The reason why the left is saying this is because they're planting that seed, wanting people to be violent. They're wanting Antifa and BLM to show up and be violence against who? Let me ask you a question. Majority of the people that's voting tomorrow, who?
Republicans.
Republicans, right? Because a lot of Democrats, they vote early, right? They love the mail-in ballot. So they vote early. Every Democrat that I know has already voted. I plan on voting tomorrow. I've talked to a lot of Republicans that's waiting till tomorrow to do it. And they do this to try to instill fear. Because again, during the early voting, when majority of the Democrats were doing it, right? Right, per se, because it's over the entire country. They said 34 million has already voted. And I'm not saying that there aren't going to be any Democrats voting tomorrow, but I'm just saying that is a movement for the Democrats to do early voting. But my point is they didn't call any violence. They're calling for violence tomorrow.
See, I've only seen one actual report of that. I don't see that overwhelming everywhere. And I really don't think there's going to be violence tomorrow. I think that's going to come afterwards. I think it's going to come.
No, my point is that the Democrats, they've already put the message out there for violence tomorrow. They want it, right? But of course, I'm with you. I'm in agreement with you that I don't think that the violence will happen immediately tomorrow unless the poll workers and they're counting these ballots, they kick it into gear and they do the right thing. Just run the ballot one time, let it count it and be through with it, right? But I think they're going to be violent all this week after starting tomorrow and then the days to follow, especially if they're not successful in cheating.
See, I don't think it's going to actually, I think maybe some people may get frustrated with the accounts taking a long time, but I don't think until there's actually named actual winners, then I think some things will spew up. That's my opinion of the situation, but we really just don't know.
Yeah, we really don't know.
We just don't know what's going to happen if anything happens at all, quite frankly, but we know that the feelings are high. Right? Like a lot of people feel the Democrats have really sold this idea that our democracy ends if Republicans win. So that right there, they may not be saying the words of go out and be violent, but just that fear, putting that fear in people, if the Republicans win, they're going to go, oh my gosh, our democracy's ending. And they might do things that they wouldn't have otherwise done. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so that's really more scary to me
that
will spew up some violence and people doing things that they to hurt other people.
Well, you know what? I think if it was up to the Democrats, they would love to have a George Floyd instance right about now. They would love to have that.
I don't think Republicans. Well, I don't know. If the Democrats, let's say there's a feeling that the Democrats cheat. Would we rise up?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I hate to say that. I hate to say that. You know what? I love what I'm seeing happening in Brazil. Have you seen the video footage coming out of Brazil?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Every single day, hundreds of thousands of people in the streets every single day. And they're holding signs saying Brazil was stolen. They're literally holding signs saying Brazil was stolen. People on there saying, we don't want to become Venezuela. Stop this. Stop this. We don't want to become Venezuela. They're screaming it. We don't like communism here.
Yeah.
Brazil is a beautiful country.
And they had and Dominion.
It's prospering.
Dominion.
They had the Dominion machines there.
Yeah, they sure did. And so they're all saying, I mean, it's huge. I mean, it's huge. Look it up. The huge crowd saying that they feel like their election has been stolen. It's pretty crazy over there right now. And of course, guess what? We're not really covering it here in America. You know why? Because they don't want to give us any ideas.
Yeah. They don't want people here to see, oh my goodness, look, they're rising up against socialism, communism, right? They don't want the American people to do the same thing. But this is the most important midterm election in American history, one of the most important ones ever. And the Democrats, they're not going to ease up. I mean, come on, let's just be for real here for one second. Why would they not cheat? Let me just say it that way. Why would they not cheat when they know that the American people are no longer buying their BS? The American people, well, for the most part, the American people, they have millions and millions of people saying, you know what, I can't do it. But at the same time, sadly, there's a lot of people out there that know the Democrats, what they've done to children, what they've done to our country, and they're still voting for them, even though they complain about it.
It's funny
because make that make sense.
We know people that are completely sane, people that we would say, okay, that person's in
their
right.
They have their mind about them.
And they still vote for Democrats and completely justify everything they do as if that what they're doing is better for the country. I don't get it. I do not get it. But that's what I'm talking about, Will. Are they stealing the election, or are they just doing a really good job about brainwashing people and making them feel like a victim and making them scared that we're, it's both.
All of the above.
It's all the above.
All of the above.
Right.
Because I talked to one person that's really close, and they said that you know what it is? Democrats are voting out of fear because they're afraid that the Republicans are going to come in and not mask everybody. Literally. Think about that. They're afraid of Republicans winning the House and the Senate, and then they won't get this rule about masking everybody. And if the Republicans win the House and the Senate, that means when we go into the presidential election, that these governors, these senators, these House representatives, they're not going to go along with shutting the country down because they make up another plandemic. See, all of this is part of it. All of this is in play. And right now, you know, think about it. They couldn't use the whole pandemic for this midterm election because you're not buying it. The American people aren't buying it. There's even Democrats that's not buying it any longer because they lost their livelihood.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people, you know what? We've seen a lot of videos where people that used to be Democrats that are now voting all Republican. Funny thing, I told Will the other day, my brother, he lives in a small town in California. In Southern California. And he was telling me, he's like, man, he's like, my total liberal neighbor who he complains about and makes fun of all the time. He said he was talking to him out in front of his house yesterday. And he said, and the liberal told me, he said, dude, he said, I've voted Republican my whole life. He said, but you know what?
He voted this Republican year, his
I mean,
whole
I'm
life?
I'm sorry, I voted Democrat my whole life. He said, but this time I actually voted red all the way down the ballot. And my brother was like, what? I mean, he's like, I couldn't believe it. He said, I can't do it anymore. Right. And so there's a lot of people that are seeing, and they're seeing the lies. Will, you know what? When Biden lies and says, you know, look what I inherited, right? I inherited a terrible economy. People know that's a lie.
Yeah.
When people say the right is our voter deniers. Election deniers. People in the Democrat Party that know their party denied the election of 2016 know that it's not just the Republicans, right?
Well, because the Democrats are truth deniers. They're truth deniers. We're denying the 2020 election because we saw all the fraudulent stuff. That's what we're denying. We're not denying that people can win elections. We're not denying that we can have open and fair elections because that's what we want. We're not denying that at all. But the left, they're denying the truth. They are truth deniers. They're denying the fact that you had countless people that have been arrested, countless people on video doing fraudulent stuff in the 2020 election. Countless. There was even, I think it was in Michigan, if I'm not mistaken, or Minneapolis, where they had poll watchers in there and they kicked out all of the poll watchers that they found out that were Republican. They kicked them all out and allowed everybody else to stay in. And then obviously that state flipped. Why did it flip? They don't want people to know the truth because they are truth deniers.
And we've heard many stories of things that are going on right now with people that are working their early polls and stuff like that. And you just sit there and you think, man, I wish it would stop. I wish that we felt good about our elections. I wish we felt like our vote really counted.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Exactly. Listen to this Georgia voter here.
President Obama was famous for saying, never underestimate Biden's ability to F things up. He's F'd everything up since he's taken office, at least to me. From the moment he shut down the Keystone Pipeline and all those executive orders that he signed till now, I can't think of anything that he's done that I would agree with.
And that's just an everyday American citizen, just like me, just like you and I, that's all it is. And he said, I can't do it anymore. And these people, a lot of these people said, I was voting Democrat and I just can't do it anymore because they've done so much damage. Electing the Democrats back into the House and the Senate, you can guarantee that they're going to be putting masks back on your children. They've already won it. They haven't been talking about it because people were fighting against it. But if they get their control, their Marxist control, they're going to mash your child up. Not even just your child. The whole, you notice something, Shannon, how the vaccine passports all fizzled away. If we have such a major problem with the COVID, right? How come they're not, the vaccine passports not buzzing all over the news any longer? Oh, you got to get a vaccine passport to go to this restaurant and go to that restaurant. Why? Because it's election year. Yep. And they know that the American people are not buying it. So if you want to make sure that these evil demonic people cannot have their way with us, the American people, we've got to vote them out.
Yeah, you know what? We've been praying, I tell you, and I know most of you have been praying too. And we totally appreciate you guys praying for our country, praying for the people that vote. You know, hopefully they'll be convicted and God will show them, you know, who's against his will, against that is complicit with the devil, you know, and indoctrinating our children and the global agenda. Will, can I switch things up, or do you have something more to say on election?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So listen to this, guys. This is in the news about the Biden administration. And it just goes to show, you know, when they came into office, what did they say? Well, they said, we're going to be transparent. We're going to be the administration of transparency.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this story, everybody. And the main liberal stream media says nothing about it. Listen. Yeah.
This is in the Western Journal. It says $1 billion funneled to Taliban-ruled Afghanistan since president's retreat. Agencies refusing to hand over details. So listen.
So this is $1 billion going to the
that we've moved out Taliban. Of
$1 billion gone to Taliban.
Yep. It says long after the war has dissipated from Afghanistan, the fog of Biden administration is preventing American taxpayers from knowing how more than $1 billion given to Taliban-controlled Afghanistan is being spent, according to a report from the Special Inspector General of Afghanistan Reconstruction said the Treasury Department and the United States Agency of International Development stonewalled any investigation into where the money has gone, while the State Department gave nominal assistance. The U.S. continues to pour money into Afghanistan. The American public will have no idea how many of their tax dollars are being spent on the aftermath of the failed nation-building effort overseas. It's crazy.
So we already gave them military equipment, right? Because we abandoned it, and now we're sending them another $1 billion, and the Biden regime,
right,
refuses to allow that information to be released to the public. So
right,
because they don't want to have to answer any questions.
And literally the agency that's supposed to look over Afghanistan reconstruction, right, is being stonewalled. They're not letting them know where the money is going, because listen, he's over reconstruction. Shouldn't he be getting the money? But guess what? He's not getting the money, and he wants to know where it's going. SIGAR, that's the name of the, that stands for the it's Special Inspector General of Afghanistan Reconstruction, said for the first time, listen to this, people, for the first time in its history, is unable this quarter to provide Congress and the American people with a full accounting of this U.S. government spending due to non-cooperation of the U.S. government agency. One person that has really been after them to release this information is none other than Matt Gaetz. He has been speaking out about this. He says it is shocking and maddening that much of this illicit fund transfers are unaccounted for, Will. He says this is a violation of federal law. Will, maybe this is, you know, Biden said, what was it, yesterday, that he says the Republicans plan on impeaching him, but he doesn't know why. This, people, could be a reason why.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? But they already have a reason to impeach Biden. I mean, the border, the national reserves that he depleted, sending it to China. The Hunter Biden laptop is a valid reason to impeach Biden. Listen to what Biden said.
Attack from the I'm already being told if they win back the House and Senate, they're going to impeach me. I don't know what the hell they're impeach me for. No, I'm not joking. And then recently they said we should stop talking about that until we win.
That's one thing I do agree with. Don't talk about impeachment until afterwards, right?
Because to be honest with you, I don't think they're saying stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not saying anything, right?
They have plans that they're not telling us.
They have plans already geared up tonight for tomorrow. I'm telling you, they've already got the plan because they say, oh my goodness, if they come in, I'm going to go ahead and say it here because it's the night before and he's already talked about it here. I want to see the House and the Senate go ahead and impeach all of them, but they have to start at the lower ones first. They have to have Biden think that he's not going to be touched. They have to go for Mayorkas. They need to go for
Pelosi,
the other? Wait a minute. Yeah, exactly. They need to go for all of them and then go for Biden.
But before Biden,
well, I don't know. They have to impeach both Biden and Kamala Harris at the same time.
That would be historical.
They need to do it. Look what they did. They raided Mar-a-Lago. That's historical.
Yeah.
We're already in a civil war. Yeah. They've already talked about the civil war. We're already in it. Well, Ron DeSantis sent the illegals to Martha's Vineyard. That was already showing that the governors throughout the country is already on board with the civil war. They're already engaged in all of this. They're already engaged with it.
Yeah. So just when we think things are worse, listen to this, Will. This is on the Western Journal as well. Biden quietly scrubs 5 keywords from the U.S. nuclear doctrine. A radical shift in U.S. nuclear policy was quietly revealed in the latest nuclear posture review released on October 27th. What was most striking was the omission of a key phrase found in 3 previous nuclear reviews, including that of Donald Trump in 2018. According to the Washington Times, the 2022 document omits a role for the U.S. nuclear arsenal as a hedge against an uncertain future. According to the nuclear policy experts, the change could mean the elimination of hundreds of nuclear weapons. The potential reduction comes as China and Russia increase their own nuclear stockpiles and seem increasingly willing to use them. This is crazy.
It is.
Why would we want to stop doing that? And, you know, I see some people in the chat talking about how, you know, in the meantime, we're sending billions to Afghanistan and we're depleting ourselves of military arsenal, which is true. We've given a lot to Ukraine.
Depleting our national reserves, depleting our diesel, which the mainstream media has still really hadn't talked about it that much. I mean, Tucker talked about it, but the liberal media, they've been completely silent about diesel going away.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what, to be honest with you, I go to the store because we're really trying to, you know, cook instead of eat out all the time. And gosh, you go to the grocery store and it's pretty thin. I mean, even, you know, usually, you know, we have HEB here in Texas and those stores, when I first moved here, they were like always stocked, like to the brim.
Yeah.
Right. And constantly. Now you go in on Friday, which is normally a packed day because they're getting ready for the weekend. And it looks like it's already been the weekend and it's been shopped out.
Yeah, I actually had one lady tell me in HEB. She said, I don't understand what's going on. She said, it looks like the pandemic all over again.
She said that to you?
She said that to me. She was an HEB employee.
You didn't tell me that.
HEB employee. She said, it looks like the pandemic all over again.
Wow.
People don't know what's coming down the pipeline.
That's even scarier to me because that's an actual employee working there that actually sees it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah,
because they see. Customer.
Yeah, they're looking at it. Yeah.
It was just a busy day.
Yeah, but this is an employee talking about it. Hey, they're not stocking the shelves for a reason. They're not stocking the shelves for a reason. And you know what? There's been predictions out there left and right. And a lot of people believe that the diesel, the reason why the liberal mainstream media is not talking about the diesel. And Shannon, you kind of hit on this a couple weeks ago, that they're setting all this stuff up for the economy to literally crumble. And they're going to say that it's the Republicans' fault for winning this midterm election.
Yeah.
They're going to say that. And multiple people are starting to say the same thing. And they say, y'all need to pay attention. Y'all need to watch because it's coming. It's a setup. So then that way, when they go into the 2024 presidential election, they can say, see, look, the economy went down because of the Republicans. We had high inflations because of the Republicans. We had open borders because of the Republicans.
Well, they can't claim that on this.
Well, they're going to, though, just like the inflation. They can't blame anyone. But the point is, they're going to blame Republicans for all of the chaos, all the turmoil that the Democrats have done to the country. That's the reason why so many people are turning out voting for Republicans, my opinion.
Yeah.
Right? So many people are turning away from the Democrat
party. See, and that's one thing I was thinking. I'm like, well, to them, they might strategically be thinking, okay, let's go ahead. And if we lose 2022, just let it go because we really want 2024, right? Because, you know, no matter, even if the Republicans get back in power in
tomorrow.
In
tomorrow.
January.
Oh, January or tomorrow.
Well, you know, they actually officially.
Yeah, they win tomorrow and then they certify. Yeah.
We're still already, the ball's rolling downhill, right? There's no way they can get in front of that.
Come January, the economy with the diesel, with our gas, with the food crisis, yeah. It's coming regardless.
Exactly.
It's coming regardless. And they're going to use this. And
say, as soon as they got power, it all went down.
Let no crisis go to waste. If they don't create the crisis, they'll use the crisis to their advantage. In this case, they have created the crisis and they're going to still try to use it to their advantage. Their advantage. So I'm seeing, I hope I got it set up right. I see people trying to connect to the phone line here and it looks like they might be getting dropped. I'm not sure, but the number is 319-527-3453. I'd like to hear from you. We don't take any calls through the app, because it sounds a little weird and it doesn't come through properly. So that's why I have my hotline, 319-527-3453. If you want to call in and chime in, maybe you are a poll worker somewhere. Maybe you see something. We had one young lady call in last week that is an actual poll worker. And they've already put it out there saying, hey, if they come in there and they look like they're, and she said they didn't say it verbatim, but it was kind of obvious. If they look like Trump supporters, make sure they use the Dominion machines. Make sure they use those if they're Trump supporters, you know, if they're Republicans, MAGA Republicans. She said you can kind of tell. You know what, Shannon? I know we're back on the talking about the elections. There's so much to talk about, but tomorrow's the day, right? There's so much going on out there. There's one lady on Twitter. She actually put a comment on Twitter, and she actually said that if you walk in without a mask on to vote, she's going to make sure that your vote is not counted. And she said, for anyone that leaves a bad comment response on this Twitter feed, I'm going to, for every bad response that I get, I am going to add another Democrat vote. She says, I am a election counter.
Wow. Somebody should turn her in.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, people saying,
but see, you know what?
That is illegal, and she should not be there. But that's the mentality they have.
Yeah.
And they're doing this. They want to do this election fraud, election cheating, because they believe that they're fighting against neo-Nazis, white supremacists. We have to do this to fight for our country because they're going to take over. They're already pushing it out there that the MAGA Republicans, they're literally calling us neo-Nazis. Like, this is the same. They're equating us to the Nazis, but they're actually doing the same tactics the Nazis were doing, the Democrat Party. Make it make sense.
Yeah. So, Will, there's stuff coming out. You know, first of all, we talked about it. They're talking about maybe they're trying to get an indictment on Trump, right? Before he announces his presidential vote. But they are still saying that Trump may possibly announce his candidacy for president on Monday. But well, I want to ask you something. So apparently Trump at a rally kind of took a hit at Ron DeSantis, which they're talking about. I didn't hear it. I'm not sure if there's anything between
these
guys.
Well, you know, they've done that multiple times. They're trying to get Ron DeSantis and President Trump in a battle between each other.
Trump called Ron DeSantis, he called him DeSantimonious.
DeSantimonious?
kind of making fun of him. But I like Ron. You know, I think Trump would like him too, but I don't know if there's actual tension between them.
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think there is. You know what?
But Trump says stuff like that.
What? But you know what? Trump,
he's kind of a funny guy. He actually does have a personality.
Trump pokes at everybody.
He does.
He pokes at everybody.
He does.
And if he doesn't like you, he'll give you a really terrible nickname or he won't even talk about you. Right? But if he likes you, you know, he'll poke at you. I mean, we do that with everybody. Those of you that don't know, every now and then I'll poke at Shannon and she said, I don't like that. And I say, well, I like it. It's funny. And she goes, it's not funny. But it is funny.
But
if I didn't like her, I wouldn't mess with her. I mean, that's just the way it is. When you come, think about it. When you come in contact with people and, you know, you got a bad attitude with them or they got a bad attitude with you, you just don't get along. You don't kid around with them. You don't joke with them, nothing. Especially if they're coworkers, you just do whatever it is your job is and you go about your business. You don't talk to them. You don't do small talk, nothing. But when you like people, you know, you can kid around with each other and hopefully they don't get, you know, out of shape, because sometimes they get out of shape. They can't help themselves, but it is what it is when you're just even poking with them. But you know what? That's what people do. Especially, I guess,
you know what,
guys.
Though? I think they know there's bigger stuff going on. So I don't think that they really take it too personal and probably like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought I brought that up because I was like,
Yeah. So another thing, remember when we started off
today's broadcast. Julie on the chat said that, people weren't happy about him saying that. I think it rubs a lot of people wrong when Trump said that.
Yeah. But
anyway,
I haven't seen it. I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. This is the first time I'm hearing about it. So, but I like Trump. I like Trump.
Hey,
I like Ron DeSantis.
I'm here informing Will of things going on.
I didn't know. But I do know what the Democrats, like I said, when we first started off tonight's broadcast, I do know what the Democrats number one and number two issues are. You know what they are, Shannon? You know what they are?
According to who?
Yeah, according to the left.
There are different issues according to the right and the American people, and then you have the left that has their...
Well, the left. Okay, let's listen to the top two most important things on the left why people are going to go vote. Listen.
It's a big day. And
how are you feeling about it?
The future of America is in all of our hands.
Literally.
I mean, you know what? I woke up very depressed, but then I realized, and it's the great hope of America, this is in our hands. Mm-hmm. If we are worried about...
Listen to this.
This is Andy Cohen talking.
Yeah, Andy Cohen. This is on MSDNC, the morning Bad Joe.
Go do something.
Abortion rights being taken away or gay rights. We all can pick up our grandmas and go to the poll or our friends and make it happen. Make a change.
I agree.
Maybe today should be full of optimism about what tomorrow could be.
See, they're getting anxiety because they see that the American people are not buying it. And let me bring up another point, too. You know, she said we can pick up our grandmothers and go vote. You hear how he said that? If it was up to the Democrats, your grandmother, your grandfather would still be in a retirement home dying from COVID if it was up to the Democrats. If it was up to the Democrats, you would not be able to get anywhere close to them. You would still be on another glass, on the other side of the glass, waving at your loved ones if it was up to the Democrats. And he has the nerve, the audacity to say, go pick up your grandmother and take him to vote for abortion and for sodomy. Really? Really? I heard that. I was like, are you kidding me? See, this is why MSDNC would never have Will Johnson sit there on a panel with him, because I would call him out on it. Never do it. And there's even some conservative outlets that won't even do it either. You know why, Shannon?
Why?
Because I've had some of them here recently say, Will, you're just too passionate. And I'm like, what? Yes. I had some that called themselves conservatives. They could have just been, you know, liberals or whatever.
Right.
But they claimed to be conservative and they said, I'm too passionate. And I'm like, I'm too passionate because I love my country, because I want freedoms, because I don't want you sexualizing children, because I don't want open borders. I want a sovereign nation. I'm too passionate because I'm expressing myself on what's happening in our world today. I'm too passionate. And my question is, I'm like, why aren't you passionate? Are you not passionate about the United States of America? Are you not passionate about the land of the free, home of the brave? Are you not passionate about it? There's more people outside of the United States of America that's more passionate about living here than these stupid people that are liberals and rhinos. More passionate. And then they get upset with me because I'm passionate about my freedoms. I'm passionate about my country. I'm passionate. But they get upset because I'm passionate. Make it make sense.
Make it make sense.
I'm like, what?
Hey, listen, Will, did you know that Pelosi came out of hiding in order to have an interview with Anderson Cooper?
Really? About her husband?
I don't think they really talked about her husband. It says Speaker Nancy Pelosi in an interview said the attack on her husband, Paul Pelosi, listen to this, will affect the decision she makes of whether to retire from Congress should the Democrats lose control of the House in Tuesday's midterm elections. She said this, I have to say my decision will be affected about what happened the last week or two. In her first interview with Anderson Cooper, when pressed further on her decision may be impacted by the attack, she said, yes, Pelosi's full interview is scheduled. Oh, it hasn't come out yet. It's coming out, I guess, tonight at 8 p.m.
Right before the election so they can spin it.
I'm quite sure. But you know what? Maybe she's finally on her way out.
She should have been out a long time ago. And that's another thing. She needs, you know what? Maybe this is her, like, maybe she's going to try to jump out. Because apparently, I didn't know this. Maybe you knew this. Apparently, if you're in political office and you do some fraudulent criminal activity like insider trading, et cetera, I guess all you have to do is retire and they'll leave you alone. To my understanding, so you can commit all these crimes like Nancy Pelosi has for years and years and years, and she just needs to simply retire and they'll leave her alone. So I guess she can retire and buy stocks and hammers.
Yeah, exactly.
So she bought some stocks and hammers.
Yeah, I mean, hey, maybe there's an uptick on hammer purchases or sales. I don't know.
You know, everybody, I was telling my producer, I said, you know what? I think I'm going to do a video and just hold the camera and point it down and just have a hammer slowly come into the scene. And she said, don't do that. Don't do that. And then I was thinking, I said, yeah, you know, they won't take it as a joke. They'll take it. Oh, my goodness. Will Johnson is advocating for violence with the hammer. Look what he's doing. Instead of, you know, the broke back hammer episodes.
Oh my gosh. Oh my.
You can't help but think about that. I mean, come on. Any rational thinking person, they knew something funky was going on.
Well, hey, you know what? Meta, Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Is getting ready to lay off thousands of employees. In fact, today they told everybody to cancel any non-essential travel.
So like your vacation, whatever it is, or you're going out of town, whatever it is.
Well, I think if there's any business trips that aren't really essential, I think that's what it was referring to.
Okay, so yeah, if you had a business trip, any conference or anything like that, you got
to
cancel.
Yeah, if you went to like go like a training session or something like that, yeah, you ain't got one. That's pretty much what it
is. And they got the news when? Today?
Today. And you know what? This is just ahead of, you know, last week I brought up, or I might not have brought up on here, but Meta, Mark Zuckerberg, is having a real conflict with his shareholders because he wants to go more to this Meta universe, which you said is all about the virtual.
It's a virtual reality.
He like really believes in it. He's like, that's like his main focus, right? And so the shareholders are really getting upset. He's really put a lot of money into it. And I guess like they've lost a lot of ad revenue for one reason or another, maybe just because of the economy. I'm not sure. But their stock took a little bit of a plummet last week. In fact, economists were saying it might be a good time to buy Facebook if you want to buy some Facebook shares. And then today they announced massive layoffs. So something's definitely happening over there at Facebook.
Yeah, something is happening.
And like Will said, he hopes it's the people that are
Let me say this. I hate for anyone to lose their jobs or livelihood. I don't, even if they don't like me, I don't like to see that happen. I mean, I really don't. I don't like to see it happen. But the people that have been censoring conservatives, censoring Will Johnson, yours truly, I kind of hope they're moved out the way. I mean, I really do. I really hope that. But the problem is, it's still the policy of the company to censor conservatives. And that's what we've been seeing. It's happening at an alarming rate. But maybe that all the people that's denying the right thing from happening, because there's like showing a number, 87,000. And I don't know if it's going to be the 87,000 that they lay off.
That's how many they have.
Oh, total. That's how many people they have in the company, yeah, 87,000. They hired tens of thousands during the pandemic, and they're about to lay off a lot of people. So listen to this.
Your Romans numeral this morning, 87,000. Facebook parent company Meta reported more than 87,000 employees at the end of September. It added tens of thousands of workers during the pandemic. And now a report in the Wall Street Journal says the social media giant plans large-scale layoffs expected to affect thousands of employees. The Journal reports Meta has already told employees to cancel non-essential travel beginning this week. The move would mark the first major headcount reduction in the company's history.
Wow. You know what? That's going to hurt. That's going to hurt. And you know what? This comes on the heels of Elon Musk laying off a great deal of people in Twitter because of all the corruption that they've done, all of the hatred that they've had for Christians and conservatives. I hope I'm praying here, and we all need to do this. We all need to pray. Ask God, please, God, allow our country to get back on the right track. Allow us to be able to be in a position where we can fight against this tyranny. And I'm praying that what we saw happen with Elon Musk laying off a lot of these communists, anti-American, anti-parents, removing them right before the midterm election. We're going to go into the 2024 election, being able to have free speech on Twitter. And you know what? This is not about anyone trusting Elon Musk. If you don't trust Elon Musk to get on Twitter, then don't get on Twitter. It's really that simple. It really is. But I like the fact that I can go on Twitter and I can say something that's what's really on my mind, really on my heart, without being, attacked. Well, I don't mind the attacks. I just don't like the fact that they will deplatform somebody because you say something that they don't like.
Well, now Twitter has some other, hardships, because now Elon Musk came out and said that they've lost a ton of advertisers, which is basically how those platforms keep going. That's how Facebook has made their billions. And so he's saying that because of the pressure, because of the left putting on advertisers, the advertisers are leaving the platform. It's unfortunate that these pansy liberals cannot handle the democracy that they say they want. Because you think differently than them, which is what democracy is all about, they want to hurt you.
Yep.
They want to divide you.
Yep.
They want to strip basically your rights away from you.
Yep.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
They would, if they could, they would.
I hope it's in their face tomorrow.
Yeah. And if they could, they would strip your humanity away. Because a lot of that is happening. This whole thing about the transgenderism and all this nonsense, that's them literally trying to strip your humanity away. Now, let me bring up another point here. So there's a tweet that's going out there, and actually come to find out that I believe that Elon Musk didn't actually tweet this out there. Huh? But it's pretty interesting. It shows a tweet that says, from Elon Musk, it says, users with they, them pronouns in bio will pay $16 for verification instead of $8 because they identify as multiple people. Well,
that's not true.
Yeah, because the only reason why I said it, because I saw other people posting the same picture on Twitter and they flagged it for not being actual. A tweet from Elon Musk.
Oh,
so
someone's impersonating him.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know if it's impersonating, but you can just take it and modify a tweet, make it look like a tweet. But even then, it's still brilliant. I still like it.
I was gonna say, I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it's still good. It's still good. So
you know what? You can't take away some of the stuff that Elon Musk has been tweeting, though. The dude has He's funny. Now, do I like everything like he says? Like, I didn't really care for his thing about voting today. He said, go ahead and vote Republican because we already have a Democratic president and he likes the balance of power, basically.
You didn't care for that?
Well, because first of all, we don't have a Democratic president. We have Democrat as president.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
well, you know, but a lot of people don't know. They just say Democratic. Democratic.
You should know better.
Well, a lot of people don't. Yeah. There's even people that's in politics that don't know the difference. And people go, well, it is the Democratic Party. No, they're not the Democratic Party. All they are Democrats. We have a democracy, right?
We have Democratic actions.
We have Democratic actions.
But they are not Democratic.
But they are not Democratic. And that's why they keep saying democracy is on the line, because it's their way of democracy.
But listen,
a demonic way. Yeah. It's not the democracy that we have where you can go vote, that people get to vote on who you want to vote for. That's not the democracy the Democrats want. They want a democracy where they rule, and that's it.
Well, my thing is like you said, it is freedom of speech, right? And that's what I like. I like freedom of speech in action.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And that's what the Democrats don't like, because Whoopi Goldberg,
Whoopi,
she was crying basically today and said that she's getting off Twitter because she doesn't feel safe.
So it has been a little over a week since Elon Musk took over Twitter, and the place is it's a mess. He's already called back some of the workforce he fired a few days ago. He's putting his $8 charge for blue check verification on hold. First, it was going to be $20. Now it's going to be $8. He also suspended Kathy Griffin for impersonating him on a parody account, which has started a free Kathy hashtag to trend. I'm getting off. Getting off today because I just feel like, you know, it's so messy.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of now having had certain kinds of attitudes blocked and now they're back on.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna get out. And if it settles down and I feel more comfortable,
yeah,
maybe I'll come back. But as of tonight, I'm done with Twitter.
How many of y'all going to miss Whoopi? I'm not going to miss her. I never even saw her stuff. And, you know, she's upset. Let me play this one section one more time, because this really stood out to me.
I'm getting off. Getting off today because I just feel like, you know, it's so messy.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of now having had certain kinds of attitudes blocked, and now
you hear that
conservative attitudes blocked.
She's talking about certain people thinking a certain way that they were blocked, and now these people are going to be able to have a voice on Twitter. They're going to be able to say what I don't like, and now they get to come back, and I have a problem with that. So I'm getting off because I don't want to play.
Exactly.
Basically.
She's crying.
She's crying.
Anyway.
And she cray cray.
She cray cray. Anyways, that is it for us today. It is, I don't know, Madness Monday, I guess I'm going to call it. It's going to be a long week.
Oh, my goodness.
Tomorrow's going to be an exhausting day. Probably next couple of days are going to be exhausting.
It's going to be real interesting tomorrow. It's going to be real interesting.
Yeah, but we know everything is in God's hands. We're going to be okay no matter what.
So, hey, we will be here tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central. So if you've already voted tomorrow, by the time we go live here, I would have already voted. I would talk about my experience. If you see anything that's weird, out of the ordinary, you heard something in the news that I haven't heard because there's no way I can keep up with all of it, by all means, call us tomorrow. The phone line will be open. Give us a call tomorrow. And I want to hear about what your experience was like going to the voting booth. With that said, I want to thank everybody for all the blessings. And thank you so much for sharing this audio.
And please follow if you have not started following.
If you haven't already, please subscribe. Okay, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central.
God bless.